Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Now, if I told you that what you most deeply desire across all of your relationships, no matter what area, no matter what relationship you're looking at, lies on the other side of those things you're most afraid of doing, what would you do? Would you lean in or would you lean out? Tell yourself it's too hard, it's not worth the time, it's too scary. This is the question I want to pose at the top of today's episode, because in this episode, as well as the next episode, part one and part two, I'm sharing with you 12 conscious relationship principles. And what you'll notice about all of these principles is that they probably will trigger a lot of fear within your mind. And this is for a great reason. Those things that we most resist, you've probably heard a very similar saying to this before, are the things that we need to lean into, because on the other side of that resistance is actually the thing that you want. So resistance is actually a sign to lean in and to take the journey to be courageous and brave as you move through fear, because what you want is on the other side of that fear. And it is the same with relationships. Now, it's difficult within the area of relationships, because when we're talking about conscious relationships, we are talking about a way of relating, a higher way of relating that creates more love, more connection, more intimacy, all of the things that we are deeply desiring within us. And yet there are very few examples of people relating in this way. This is difficult because it means that you don't have a lot of evidence as to why you should lean in to the discomfort, to the resistance. Whereas in other areas of life, for instance, like business, which is another area that I do a lot of coaching on, there is so much resistance in most business owners' minds going on and bodies. And yet there is so much great evidence of why moving through resistance and choosing courage, choosing bravery, choosing determination, despite feeling afraid, despite feeling that resistance, is actually what creates the results in business that people desire. Well, it's the same in relationships. And even though there's not a lot of evidence of the great relationships that most people can pull from, like we have in terms of business, what you get to be a part of by listening to this podcast and being on the conscious relationship journey is that you get to be those people who become examples for everybody else who is to follow. And that's what we need to remember as someone in the conscious relationship space. We are literally on the cutting edge here. We are creating new examples of great, thriving relationships that create more love, more connection, more intimacy, and more depth. And this is what we are all desiring. Now, some of you, it's just a very small, niggling feeling within you that maybe something could be a little bit better. Maybe there's something missing, but just a little bit. You don't even really know what it is you're desiring. You just know that there's something. And that's what gets you here to this podcast. You're just a little bit curious. Others have a huge yearning, a huge ache. You just want meaningful connection. You want intimacy and depth, and there is a fire, a hunger, a thirst within you. And sometimes this leads to a feeling of depression or anxiety or grief or despair or loneliness, or perhaps even just a general apathy, because there is something that you are hungry for that you just aren't getting. Well, your desires, no matter how small or big they are right now, and no matter how aware you are right now of those desires, they're always leading you to your progress, to your growth, to your personal development. And that is the same for all of our relationships. So in today's episode, as I share part one of the 12 conscious relationship principles, remember that most of these principles are asking you to lean into resistance. And also, despite not having a lot of great examples of these principles out in practice in the world around you, you, as someone with a level of consciousness and understanding and openness who is ready to explore the conscious relationship space and is actively doing it because that's why you're here listening, you have an obligation to future generations as well as everybody else that out there in your community around you to lead and be an example of what higher relating and relationships can be. And you will get there through leaning in to these principles that you're going to learn today in part one and part two on the podcast. So without further ado, let's talk about our first six conscious relationship principles. The first principle is that your relationships are all a container for your personal development. Not just you, also the other person in the relationship or the other people in the relationship. So every single relationship that you're in, whenever you're relating with another human being, this is a container, a space for both of you to develop yourselves personally. Now, the reason for this is what we can see of ourselves and what we can learn about ourselves is limited when we're just ourselves, when we have no one else to bounce off, no one else to see a slightly different perspective that tells us a little bit more about our own perspective. So when we have another person in the mix, whether it's a person you're simply relating with, or maybe it's someone you're working with, like a coach like me, we give another perspective to the client sitting in front of us simply by asking questions and reflecting back what the person is sharing to us. This allows a person to become aware of themselves in ways that they never have been before. Now, this is obviously happening at a really deep level within a coaching relationship and capacity, but to a smaller degree, with every single person we're relating with in the world around us, we are also doing this. This is the opportunity. We get to see ourselves more clearly and more fully because of being in relationship with another person. And you are doing and offering this, whether you're aware of it or not, to the other people that you're relating with too. So simply by coming in contact with you, what we do is we kind of become this obtrusion, this obstacle between the person and their own understanding and perception of themselves. It's almost like I imagine where this like big wall, and suddenly this wall shows up in the way that the person is looking at themselves, where the wall, and we now bounce back an image of the person that they haven't quite seen before. So as they look at themselves, they're getting a more expanded picture of themselves because of the obstacle or the obtrusion, which is us. This is a beautiful thing because they get to see themselves more clearly as a result of that obstacle, as a result of that physical thing in front of them that cannot be moved, which is the other person. They actually get to see themselves more clearly. Now, we want to have a more expanded perspective of ourselves always, because with that expanded perspective, you have greater awareness. This allows you to make better decisions in your life. The more aware you are, which means also the more conscious you are, the better decisions you can make because you've got more information that you can filter your decision making through. So you get to make better decisions. And that means you grow and evolve in ways and at a speed that just is not possible when you're only relating with yourself. So relationships give us a container for our personal development. And that's what the goal is of a conscious relationship. The more aware, the more conscious, the more intention, the more love that we are creating and showing up with and approaching our relationships from, the greater personal development you and the other person are destined to have. Conscious relationship principle number two. Radical honesty is required in a conscious relationship. Now, you can supplement the word honesty for vulnerability here because this is what we're really talking about. In order to be radically honest in your relationships, you have to be radically honest with yourself and the other people you're relating to. This requires a level of vulnerability that most people aren't willing to practice. But what you will discover as you start to experiment with deepening into your vulnerability and practicing radical honesty in your life is that for the most part, for the great majority, probably 95% of the time, leaning into vulnerability, something that your mind and your body from a place of fear will be resisting and signaling this is dangerous. But when you actually lean in and experiment and test, you will find that 95% of the time it leads to a deeper connection than you've probably ever experienced before. This is why most of us are not experiencing the level of meaningful connection, depth, intimacy, and love we desire. It's because we're not willing to be vulnerable. We're not willing to go first. We want to wait from a place of fear for the other person to prove that they are trustworthy before we'll actually give them reasons to connect with us in a deep way. But then the person never understands why they should give you their time and attention. It's not built off a place of honesty. It's built off a place of protection, which looks like two people protecting themselves and in some ways through this shield, being dishonest with each other. Doing that is only going to create more dishonesty between you. Now, I don't mean that you can't have any protection. I mean that you don't need the level of armor that most of us are showing up with in our relating. So deepening into radical honesty is all about deepening into vulnerability. Now, there's actually a really great book on the subject. It's called Radical Honesty by Brad Blanton, and it can be kind of a difficult read. It's a really big book, but I do recommend it if you want to have some more examples of how radical honesty can support you, not only within your relationships, but also in your life. Now, remember here, this is where the fear warning sign will be beginning to signal in the list of principles I have to share with you. Remember that often where we have those warning signs, where we meet that resistance, these are the places we need to lean into. And so start small, just start 1% more than what you're used to doing when it comes to embodying honesty and vulnerability. Start going 1% deeper into being vulnerable in your relationships and the people that you're and with the people that you're meeting, and start to see, does this actually create more connection, or does it lead me to being hurt, which is the fear that they'll use whatever I tell them against me. And just remember that being vulnerable doesn't mean you need to share your deepest, darkest life secrets. Being vulnerable can simply mean being personal and honest about what's happening for you. For instance, being honest about how you're truly feeling. So one way you can practice is the next time you see someone and they ask, how are you today? You can say to them, how you're really feeling. Right now I'm feeling frustrated. Right now I'm feeling flustered. Right now I'm feeling really happy. We can feel vulnerable about sharing even just the way we feel. But what is the cost of that? What could that cost you, possibly, someone knowing how you truly feel? In most cases, it just allows the other person to come back to you and relate in an authentic way, which allows you both to have an honest conversation, and then that actually creates more trust between you. So the way that we're focusing on building trust in our relationships is usually the wrong way around. We show people we're trustworthy by creating an environment of trust, and that is established through being vulnerable and honest with the people around you. They then, wow, if she's telling me that, or he's telling me that, or they're telling me that, then this is a person I can trust. And we feel this unconsciously. We start to open up because this person is showing us that they're an actual human. And so we show up and we become an actual human too. This creates a great environment for anyone else who joins that conversation or relationship because they know they can show up and be a human too. And hey, that is what we all want. Now, most of us think that in order to fit in, we need to be like everybody around us. But that's not what being radically honest is. Radically honest is being honest about you. It's being honest about how you feel. You can even say, to be honest, I'm feeling scared sharing this with you, or this feels really vulnerable for me to share. This creates connection. And it also allows more trust to be established and created between you. So that's the second principle. Conscious relationship principle number three is that we are always seeking to understand in a conscious relationship. So rather than seeking to convince or seeking to judge or seeking to respond, instead we are learning in every interaction with another person and even with ourselves to understand ourselves and the other person more deeply. So rather than trying to listen, to have a response, or to judge in some way, instead we're simply accepting the person fully as they are, hearing them fully as they are, and allowing ourselves to understand them as they are in this moment. Now, in order to practice this, it really helps to understand that just because someone is expressing a particular truth in this moment, that does not mean that that is their deeper truth, and it does not mean that that is the way that they will feel in a minute from now, or after they've expressed to you, or a month from now, or a year from now, and on and on and on. Because we're all changing and growing and evolving. And so many times, what we actually need to express is coming from a place of emotion that just needs to be expressed and witnessed. When we express it, it then allows us to access a deeper truth. You might have experienced this before. You've just blurted something out, and then you realize, actually, I don't even really feel this way anymore. In fact, I feel really calm about the whole thing. And right before, I was feeling really angry and mad. And as soon as someone shows you that they are trying to understand, or even just says to you, hey, I can understand why you feel that way, suddenly you don't feel the way you felt before because you're feeling understood now. So being understood is an incredible transmuter of most emotional experiences. It allows us to access deeper truths, and therefore it is essential in transformation. And that is why in the transformation process, the first step is acceptance. This is what we're doing when we're seeking to understand. And it becomes really difficult because we've all been conditioned that we need to respond, or we need to judge, or we need to convince. We're not taught how to accept ourselves and other people as they are, because we believe if we do that, then they'll always be like that, or we're agreeing in some way. And that is not beneficial to the other person, when actually it is the most beneficial thing we can give to anyone. Learning to create spaces where you understand other people is incredibly valuable. And in fact, you can even just look at the coaching industry, which is a huge industry, which is booming. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars for coaching, and the number one benefit they are getting is a space where they are met unconditionally, and the coach is seeking to understand them. In itself, that is transformative, and that's what we're doing in a conscious relationship. Conscious relationship principle number four is that our conscious relationship becomes a vehicle for each person feeling seen and heard. Now, the number one desire that I hear from the people I work with as a relationship coach is that I just want to feel more seen and heard by the people in my life. This could be a romantic partner, friends, family, and even, yes, in professional relationships too. If you've heard yourself wishing that the people in your team or that you work for just appreciated you, valued you, cherished you, respected you more, that is you saying, I want to feel seen and heard. We all want to feel acknowledged, appreciated, seen, and heard in our relationships and in our life. And the way that we get that desire met is through our relationships. We can't do it alone, though we must be willing to see and hear ourselves first so that we're able to receive that from other people. So that's why whenever we're talking about relationships, there's always this dual focus. Look at what you're doing with the people that you're relating with, and also what am I doing in my relationship with myself? If I'm wanting this from someone else, am I embodying this for myself too? So we want to make sure that we're feeling seen and heard and understood. We get that through seeking to understand ourselves and others. And we also do that through the interaction between you and other people. We almost have this commitment, this intention to see and hear one another so that we can feel seen and heard together. This allows you to have greater confidence in being yourself in life because you've been witnessed by another person as you are. This gives you more confidence and courage to go out in the world because you know you've just been accepted by someone as you are, and so other people are likely to do that for you. Now, when we're not feeling seen and heard in our relationships, it can be because we don't know how to do this for each other, which is what you're going to be learning about on this podcast. And it can also be because we don't allow ourselves to feel seen and heard because we don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable and honest about who we are. So if we're not willing to lean in and get to know ourselves because we have that armor up, even with our own understanding of ourselves, there's no way we're going to show that to other people. And if you don't have the skills to create safe environments where both parties can allow themselves to be seen and heard in ways that are safe, in ways that your nervous system can handle, and in ways that you set up for success, then it's very unlikely you'll be able to hold that space for each other. So this is something we're committed to creating in conscious relationship. Conscious relationship principle number 5 is that conscious relationships allow deeper truth. As I've mentioned here today on this episode and also before on other episodes of this podcast, when we interact with another human being, we discover deeper truths within ourselves. Now, this usually only happens in a conscious capacity where we are consciously communicating with each other, where we're seeking to understand, where we're allowing the person to feel seen and heard, where we're witnessing each other without judging, where we're meeting truth without reacting or responding. And when we're in that environment, where we're held in that environment, this allows us to express the truth that's present right now, usually coming from a place of emotion, probably actually also coming from a much earlier point in time, usually from when you were a child and you're responding in that same protective patterned and conditioned response, rather than actually responding to the person and circumstances in front of you. When you're met in that, i.e. accepted in that moment as you are expressing what needs to be expressed, this allows that emotion to pass through you, to be experienced to completion, which allows deeper truths that usually come from a place of calm and presence now to be revealed. You might not share that truth in that moment, but you will become conscious of a deeper truth within you. And that is what every conscious relationship allows you to access. So if you want to more deeply know yourself, if you want to show up with greater truth in your life and come from a place, live from a place, relate from a place of deeper truth, which is love, which is peace, which is calm, then conscious relationship is the way to get there. And as you can see, it requires you to lean into things that are uncomfortable. Being vulnerable is uncomfortable. Expressing your truth in the moment is uncomfortable. What if there isn't a deeper truth? What if I stay like this forever? What if I'm not accepted? Well, you as a leader in conscious relationships have to go first. And like I said, you can just go 1% deeper into these concepts, start small, and then watch and collect evidence for how these support you to create the deeper connection that you desire. Conscious relationship principle number 6, connection is created, not found. One of the biggest fallacies out in the relationship education world is that we just need to find the right people, or we just need more people in our life, more flavors to work with in order to have our relationship needs and desires met. So we go on this endless journey trying to get this desire for deeper, more meaningful connection and intimacy met through having more people come into our relationship ecosystem. But we never learn the skill of actually creating connection, because connection is not created through width. It's not created through more people. It is created through skills that create connection. If it was created through width, then we would all have the most thriving, fulfilling relationship lives now, because we are all more connected than ever before. Just look at online, social media. Look at all the ways we can connect with people all over the world right now that were never available before. And yet, we have the highest levels of depression, of loneliness reported than ever before. Why is that? It's, I think, one reason is, yes, it looks like we're connecting with all of these people, and so we're at a loss as to why we still don't feel meaningfully connected. It's because the problem has not been solved. The real problem is we need to learn the skills to create connection, and that's what you're learning through practicing conscious relationship. Through practicing the 5 principles I've already shared on today's episode, you will notice that all of them are allowing for deeper connection. When you get to know yourself more through personal development, when you're leaning into vulnerability and creating environments of trust because you're leading the way and showing people that you can be trusted through sharing more than you otherwise would from a place of protection, when you are seeking to understand, when you are seeing and witnessing and allowing people to feel seen and heard, when you're accessing deeper truths within you, these are all connection points. This is all a result of connection and creating more connection. And this is what you learn through practicing conscious relationship. So we're learning to go deeper into our relationships, deeper into our relationship skills, deeper into our connection skills, rather than trying to solve the problem out there. It won't solve the problem. In fact, it'll only make the problem bigger. When you learn that you are the creator of connection, that you and your partner, you and your friend, you and your colleagues, you and your family members, you are all the creators of your connection, this gives all the power into your hands, rather than feeling like I just need to find the one right person or people who will allow me to have this experience of more connection. No, you create connection within yourself and also within your relationships through practicing these principles that make up a conscious relationship. So there you have it. They are our first 6 conscious relationship principles. In our next episode, I'll be sharing part 2, and that will include the 6 final conscious relationship principles that allow all of us to step into conscious higher relating. So to summarize, our first 6 were: 1, relationships create a container for both parties' personal development. 2, relationships require radical honesty. 3, both parties are committed to seeking to understand. 4, both parties allow each person to feel seen and heard. 5, through being seen and heard and accepted, each party will access a deeper truth within themselves. And 6, connection is created, not found in the right person or out there. All right, my beautiful friends, remember, all you need to do is start by going deeper into these principles, just 1% deeper at a time, and that's going to lead you to experiencing more love, more connection, more intimacy, and to practicing more deeply conscious relationship. I'll see you in part 2, and remember, I'll be teaching more about how to embody these principles in future episodes coming up. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.